This is The Takeaway. The breakfast cereal Cheerios is enriched with 14 vitamins and minerals. Did you know that? It's a good source of calcium, an excellent source of iron, can help lower cholesterol. And some boxes also contain some cultural nutrition as well.
Mom. Yes, honey?
Dad told me that Cheerios is good for your heart. Is that true?
That's a Cheerios commercial that has been viewed on YouTube 1.7 million times, depicting a biracial young girl, her white mother, and black father. The ad has produced racist backlash and then an even bigger supportive backlash to the backlash. General Mills has suspended the comment section on its YouTube site and fully supports the ad, which it says will continue to run. Joining us now is Megan Hatcher Mays, who's been inspired by all of this. She's a contributor to Jezebel and grew up in a biracial family. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So would you have ever thought that a Cheerios ad would be so meaningful in your own life?
No. In short, no. But somehow here we are, and it is meaningful to me. And I know it's meaningful to a lot of friends of mine who are biracial or multiracial as well. It's just really exciting to see families that look like mine finally being reflected in popular culture.
What do you make of the pushback and the extent to which General Mills even might have been surprised by the extent to which people still register disapproval for something that's gone on for generations?
Yeah, you know, I guess it would be nice if I could say, oh, I'm so surprised that people in 2013 are racist. But, you know, I mean, that's one of my least favorite reactions is, oh, but it's 2013 and Barack Obama is president. And, you know, it would have been great if we had woken up in November of 2008 and racism had ended. But that's not what happened. So the response to the ad, the racist response to the ad, has been almost welcome by me because it starts to bring to the surface some of these attitudes that we thought were dead and gone, and they're not. They exist and they're real, and lots of people still face overt and covert racism all the time. So to the extent that this commercial has provided a starting point for some sort of dialogue, I actually really appreciate it.
Well, I certainly would concede the racist kind of bias in, you know, generations of all white families on cereal boxes. I mean, I think the extent to which people were deluded into thinking that America is some, you know, white utopia was racist and absurd. But distinguish, I'm trying to sort of grasp here between, you know, really awful, nasty people who need almost no excuse to weigh in a hateful way, and a general sense of whether the United States is more tolerant of multiracial families these days than it was, say, 20, 30 years ago.
You're right. There's people who are just perfectly willing to be overtly racist and be awful. You know, they don't need an invitation to be awful
right
on the internet. But, you know, we feel like things are a lot more tolerant because we can sort of move freely through society without being victims of overt racism. You know, we still have people like the white dad in Virginia in the parking lot of Walmart who was suspected of kidnapping his own kids just because they're biracial. So, I mean, still a prejudice and still a bias. And just because that they operate more covertly doesn't mean they're not just as damaging. And all sorts of people grow up experiencing stuff like this. People asking their moms if their mom is really their mother, like if they're actually related. You know, in my mom's case, you know, my brother was born really fair skinned, blonde, blue eyes. You know, my mom is black. And people would ask my mother, oh, are you a nanny? Or what do you charge? You know, stuff like that. And so I think what this Cheerios commercial does is provide some visibility for non-traditional looking families. And I think that's really, really important.
Well, it's nice to know that there's possibly some socially relevant nutrition in Cheerios along with all the rest of the vitamins, right?
Yes, it's really good to know. And, you know, biracial people, multiracial people, you know, we eat breakfast too. So it's important to know that someone's looking out for our cholesterol.
All right. Well, we'll have to let you go and take care of the breakfast problem.
Yes.
Megan, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.